To be a powerfully productive business, you need powerfully happy people. Two leaders in workforce management and HR have joined forces to become UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. With comprehensive HR solutions, they'll help you create more meaningful connections within your workforce. That will make people smile. UKG, our purpose is people.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, November 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 54 million older Americans are currently signing up for next year's Medicare coverage through open enrollment, which runs through December 7th. With dozens of choices available in the country in the middle of a health crisis, seniors need to be extra careful in choosing the right plan.
It's really hard. I think a lot of people just, you know, when you see like the copays and the deductibles and there's so many different ones for different circumstances, you kind of throw up your hands and say, let's just forget about that. We'll just look for the one with the lowest premium. But you really shouldn't do that. You really have to be careful and try to look at some kind of all-inclusive cost.
Our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson says there are some key questions to ask your doctor and will tell us about her own experience in helping her father sign up for Medicare benefits. That's after the break.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th, and as millions of older Americans choose their Medicare coverage for next year, understanding the maze of costs and benefits can be tricky. Our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson has been navigating the sign-up process for her own family members and joins us now. Ann, thanks for being here.
Sure.
So, you know, there are dozens of Medicare coverage choices available, and it's not easy to navigate this stuff. You've been helping your father with this. How's that going?
So he was already signed up for Medicare and he's been on Medicare for a while. But we, for a variety of reasons, he had to think about whether to make a change or not. And there just are so many options. I mean, he himself has over 60 options. I think it's actually 70, in the county where he lives. And it wasn't only a choice between, you know, a certain type of Medicare plan. There were a couple different types of Medicare plans he had to choose between. So he asked me for my help because he knew that I have done a lot of articles about Medicare and that I understand the system. And he's been on one type of plan for years and wasn't really familiar with the alternatives.
So how did you sort through all the options?
So Medicare's a little bit complicated, actually. So you have, on the one hand, traditional Medicare, which is the traditional fee-for-service Medicare. And if you go that path, Medicare usually, it pays about 80% of like doctor's costs. It doesn't cover 100% of the costs. So most people will want to buy a supplemental plan that covers the medical costs that Medicare doesn't cover. And generally those are Medigap plans. And they also generally want to buy a Part D prescription drug plan to cover their prescription medications. So that's traditional Medicare. You can bypass that whole thing and go with what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. These are sort of all-in-one plans. They include prescription drugs and medical coverage, and they work kind of like what we're familiar with our employer-sponsored plans, where it's covered by an insurer like Aetna or Cigna or UnitedHealthcare. And they have an in-network group of doctors, and you get higher coverage for going in-network than out-of-network. So you've got, on the one hand, traditional Medicare, and on the other hand, you have Medicare Advantage.
What kind of tools did you use to compare costs?
So first of all, I would highly recommend trying to get some free help from your state SHIP program, State Health Insurance Assistance Program. So we were lucky. We got some free assistance from a nonprofit that helps with people with Medicare claims denials. But they helped us because I have spoken with them in the past and they were willing to volunteer to help us. So I think getting free help is really kind of a good first step. The other tool that the person who helped us pointed us to is something called Plan Finder that's available at Medicare.gov. So you can go to Medicare.gov, and if you're, you know, you're already in the system, if you've already been claiming Medicare, you just sign up for an online account. And the great thing is that it pre-populates that account with your claims data. So you don't have to manually enter, you know, what prescription medications you take. It just pulls all that from your claims data, which is great. And then it uses that information to search in a personalized way for how much all the plans available to you are going to cost, given your medications that you take and your claims history.
Now, what are some of the pitfalls that people should be watching for as they compare coverage?
So one thing that I was really surprised about is that it's really important to call, I think as a first step really, is call all of your doctors who you want to keep, and also call any hospitals that, you know, if God forbid something happened and you had to go to the hospital, which one would you choose to go to? And likewise, if you ended up needing to go to a rehab place, which one would you choose to go to? Call all of those places. Find out, do they take Medicare? Almost all of them probably will, but some doctors don't. So ask and find out what Medicare Advantage plans they take in network. That's really important. And actually, when I called one of my father's doctors, I had emailed their business office and didn't get a reply. So I just picked up the phone and called. When I called, they told me one answer. They said, no, we don't take that coverage. That Medicare Advantage plan that you have in mind. But the business office said, yes, we do take it. So at the end of the day, I got conflicting information even from one doctor's office. So it's important to call, ask, and verify.
You know, the big question I think a lot of people have is it better to go for a lower monthly premium and higher copays and deductibles, or pay for a monthly plan and less out of pocket? So what factors should they be considering to make that choice?
It's really hard. I think a lot of people just, you know, when you see like the copays and the deductibles, and there's so many different ones for different circumstances, you kind of throw up your hands and say, let's just forget about that. We'll just look for the one with the lowest premium. But you really shouldn't do that. You really have to be careful and try to look at some kind of all-inclusive cost. And that's where that Plan Finder tool can be very helpful, because it has different ways of presenting your potential out-of-pocket costs in the case of drugs, or in the case of medical care. It can give you out-of-pocket maximums that give you sort of a worst-case scenario. And it's important, because, you know, you might get a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan. That sounds great. But if it has a $12,000 annual out-of-pocket maximum, then, and you end up in a year where you need a lot of care and you end up in the hospital, you kind of want to know ahead of time.
Now, a lot of people already have a plan. Is there any reason they should not just stick with what they've got?
Well, I think the reason why you shouldn't stick with what you got is that with Medicare Advantage, there can be a lot of changes from year to year. You know, a doctor who takes a certain Medicare Advantage plan one year may not take it the next. That plan also can change what it provides in terms of, you know, the benefits. It can say, well, instead of charging you, you know, a very small copay if you need dialysis, we're going to make you pay 20% of the total cost. You know, so you need to know from year to year, how are the benefits changing? You know, is the out-of-pocket maximum going up or down? And, you know, and you need to know, is my doctor still in this network?
How can people get past the dilemma of not knowing how much medical care they're going to need during the year?
Yeah, that's a tough one. So what the person who I consulted with was very helpful in that regard. And what she recommended with medical care is looking at the out-of-pocket maximums. You know, how much in a worst case scenario is this plan going to make me pay? So you can compare different plans that way. And it is, like you said, it is very hard to know on a going forward basis how much medical costs you're going to need. I mean, you might know, hey, you know, typically I'm super healthy. I hardly even see the doctor, but something could happen and you could be liable for a lot of costs. So I think that out-of-pocket maximum is the key.
And, you know, costs can fluctuate year to year. Will you be doing this again next year with your father?
I think the answer is that we definitely should be doing it next year. So we probably will. It's probably a good idea.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.